How can a good God allow human suffering? What father among you, if his son asks for a loaf of bread, will give him a stone, or if he asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, evil, as you are, know how to give good gifts that are to their advantage, to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask, and continue to ask him? Luke 11:11-13. Human beings are capable of both good and evil deeds and actions. As a matter of our created nature, and, as Orthodox theology would espouse, our fallen nature inherited through natural lineage from Adam and Eve and their sin and fall in the garden. Orthodox theology purports that this fall tainted all of creation with the sin of this transgression, thus allowing into creation the effects of evil and all the accompanying suffering. The Spirit Himself thus testifies together with our own spirit, assuring us that we are children of God. And if we are His children, then we are His heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing His inheritance with Him. Only we must share His suffering if we are to share His glory. But what of that? For I consider that the sufferings of this present time, this present life, are not worth being compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us, and in us, and for us, and conferred on us. For even the whole creation, all nature, waits expectantly, and longs earnestly for God's sons to be made known, waits for the revealing, the disclosing of their sonship. For the creation, nature, was subjected to frailty, to futility, condemned to frustration, not because of some intentional fault on its part, but by the will of Him who so subjected it, yet with the hope that nature, creation itself, will be set free from its bondage to decay and corruption, and gain an entrance into the glorious freedom of God's children. We know that the whole creation of irrational creatures has been moaning together in the pains of labor until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves too, who have and enjoy the first fruits of the Holy Spirit, a foretaste of the blissful things to come, groan inwardly, as we wait for the redemption of our bodies from sensuality and the grave, which will reveal our adoption, our manifestation as God's sons. Romans 8:16-23. It goes without question that creation is in one hell of a mess. We, humanity, are as much a part of that creation as any rock, tree, cesspool, mountain, ocean, planet, sun, star, galaxy, or universe. We are subject to the laws and material nature of manifested created reality. Genesis tells us that God created all that is. It further tells us that God judged and condemned man and mankind for the transgression of one. And we are told that multiplying sin and transgression entered human history, thus compounding the judgments to follow, and affecting human relations ever since. The effects are unarguable. History, regardless of the source, bears out the dilemma humanity finds itself. The question we are faced with is this God of creation, the God of judgment, the God of law, the God of conquering and wiping out entire civilizations, is this the God that Jesus alludes to as our Father in heaven? Or is it possible that this Creator God, the God of Israel, the God of the Pharisees, this is the God Jesus referred to as your father, the devil? You are of your father, the devil, and it is your will to practice the lusts and gratify the desires which are characteristic of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a falsehood, he speaks what is natural to him, for he is a liar himself and the father of lies and of all that is false. John 8:44. Is it possible that the God Jesus came to reveal to us transcends this God of creation and manifests in us in a deeper dimension and reality than what we can perceive in our created natures? Is it possible that real reality is composed of life existent above and beyond this God of creation? And as this life is beyond creation in us, it is imperceptible to the God of creation, just as it is imperceptible to all of creation, except those the Spirit would reveal it. Is it possible that the defects in creation are there as a matter of reflection of being deficiencies found in this Creator God? Can a good God allow human suffering? No, I don't believe so. But the God of creation can. By all that Jesus described the Father God as being good, it doesn't square with the God revealed in creation and history. The fact remains that in this created world and existence, we will suffer. Jesus Christ, entering and partaking of creation, subjected himself to the same creation sufferings that all humanity experiences. But the story does not end with his death, burial, and resurrection. The life that he demonstrated is the same life that exists in each and every one of us, imperceptible to the God of creation, but overcoming the deficiencies of creation. The truth is, we have lived in ignorance for most of the existence of the Church's life. Most of that life has been reliant on natural creation's resources to exist in creation. Our worship and conception of God has been more focused on a God of judgment, inherited from Jewish Talmudic tradition, than the Father revealed by Jesus. Much of our current problem is that we, being unexercised in the deep inner reality of the Spirit within us, often confuse our natural minds, reason, logic, natural human feelings, as being that of the Spirit. Even as noble as our intentions are, and logical as our theological premises may be, that which is not truly the actual act of the Spirit from within, rather than our attempts to emulate that which we reason as spiritual, these will all come to naught. Even what we perceive and define as love, apart from the actual, not emulated, but actual, manifestation of the divine within, this too will ultimately turn out to be just another religious waste of time. That does not mean good things will not be done. Humans are capable of good and evil, apart from God. It means it was not God, and will end up in the line with those arguing, "Lord, Lord, did we do, in your name?" And the Lord replying, "Depart from me, I never knew you." All this raises a lot of questions, and I'm sure some arguments from traditional Orthodox believers, but if it does, that's cool. It means real answers and possibilities will have to be explored and considered. The same old religious BS won't do anymore. We're finding out that God, the real God, is bigger than that, and closer and more immediate than religion will allow us to know.